Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Hand of God series is unusual requests, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 8. And may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the royal park, so he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall and for the residence I will occupy. And because the gracious hand of my God was on me, the king granted my requests. If there was one man who knew and was conscious about the hand of God upon his life, it was Nehemiah. Nehemiah was an Israeli slave serving a pagan king in a foreign nation. He heard that his home country was lying in ruins and developed a desire to go back home and rebuild his nation. In those days, it was an offense punishable by death to even look sad while in the king's service. Nehemiah chapter 1 shows us that Nehemiah, determined to go and rebuild his country, first sought the Lord in prayer and then reminded God of the great things his hand had worked in the lives of the Israelites. Long story short, the king noticed Nehemiah's sad countenance and asked what he could do for him. Nehemiah tabled the most unusual request ever. He asked that he, a slave, could go back to his home to rebuild it. It was an unusual and a very daring request for a slave to make to a king, but the king granted it anyway. Not stopping there, Hezekiah, still conscious of the hand of God upon him, went further to ask for building materials from the king. Now, this was more preposterous than the first request. He had gotten away with asking the king to release him, and now he was asking for the king to bankroll his proposed renovation. Seriously? But guess what? The king granted him what he asked. In our anchor scripture, Nehemiah tells us the secret behind his unusual requests being granted. It was the gracious hand of God that was upon him. My dear listeners, remember I told you that the Bible is a book of possibilities. Look at Nehemiah in a dangerous and very precarious situation, making almost insane requests and yet getting them granted. My question is, what application are you making to any authority? Are you applying for a visa? Are you applying for naturalization in a country? Are you applying for admissions, a mortgage? Whatever it is, remember that God's gracious hand upon you and upon your submission can cause your applications to be granted. The hand of God is a hand of favor, and it can cause the most ridiculous and unlikely requests that you will make to be granted. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Lord, today I pray for as many people under the sound of my voice who have pending applications in one office or the other. Lord, I pray that your gracious hand will rest upon these applications and upon the people who applied, that they may be granted favorably. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.